Welcome to Services Management, and I welcome you to chapter number 5, Services Quality Management. You would be all wondering why are we discussing about this service quality management, but I'll tell you that this chapter is going to be the most important chapter out of all the 12 chapters which we are going to discuss. Believe me, today we are in the era where we talk about services, and we are also in the era where customer expects a lot of quality out of you. So when we are into that kind of domain or that kind of arena where quality and service both are very, very important, obviously this chapter becomes the most important or the most critical one. Let us see what we are going to learn out of this chapter. I would try to help you understand the concept of service quality. What is this service quality all about and how does it appear to the customer? We will try to also differentiate between types of service quality. We will express the process of service quality management. There can be different ways of managing service quality. So we'll try to help you know that how can you express service quality. We will also identify some of the critical factors which are responsible for service quality management, and we'll explain you the importance of quality in services business. I'm sure after learning all this, for you into business is going to be very important, and you can explore a lot of quality gaps and help customers better benefit out of the services, and you create value for them. So to start with, I would love to introduce you that the global market is becoming more competitive, as we know, and every day it is becoming competitive. Every company is trying to be different in one way or the other, and it's it is trying to identify new ways to gain an edge over their competitors around the globe. If you recall, this is part of the distinct competitive strategy, which is part of the operation strategy, which most of the companies are working on. Largely in the domain of services. Next important agenda is the global competition and deregulation in a number of industries is forcing companies to turn to quality in order to survive. You would recall that if you really see from the Indian perspective, a lot of companies were there in 1985, and today most of the companies do not exist. Largely because these companies could not adopt to the changes, and therefore as the customer expectation grew, these companies could not deliver what customers wanted. A lot of deregulations also happened, and companies could not adapt themselves to the changing environment, and they could not survive. Similarly, today a lot of customers are looking for quality. A lot of companies in B2B market are looking for quality driven products and services, and if companies fail to deliver quality, I'm sure they'll be finding it extremely difficult to survive on this in this market. Customers are continuously expecting better quality than yesterday. See, today, yesterday or a few years back, it was like I deliver quality and I can sit on this quality and I continue to say that I'm delivering quality. But today, you will all agree with online, Flipkart and Snapdeal and others coming in. Every day there is a different method of defining quality, and say Amazon today says that no, I am different in quality. Snapdeal says that I give you a very different or a novel way of seeing quality. Or the Flipkart says that my quality is far, far better than any other's quality. So people are shaping quality, defining quality in a new way. So customers also keep on expecting, because they are exposed to these kind of information, they are exposed to these kind of transactions over online. So expectation of the customer is going to change, and it is changing drastically. Last but not the least is the measuring service quality is a challenge. You will all agree that when you talk about a physical good, measuring a physical good based on the specification, based on the performance is pretty fine. But when you talk about measuring service quality, it is obviously a challenge, because a lot of intangibles, human interventions, behaviors, all those patterns put together form service quality. And when we have to measure all this into some system or a very standard system of measuring quality, it is a big challenge. And companies also face a lot of difficulties in managing and measuring this service quality. So to understand what is this service quality and concept of service quality, let us see how different authors have defined service quality, and how I have brought to you in a very simple format that right quality is one thing and best quality is another. So what is right quality and what is best quality? See, these are all very, very subjective terms, and right for you may not be right for somebody else, and best for you may not be best for somebody else. So right quality is that quality which serves the purpose of the customer, or best quality is that fulfills the need of the customer in that moment, and he says, oh wow, what a service quality somebody has delivered to me. So this terms right and best, both I would say they are little subjective, but when you see right, it is still fulfilling the purpose of the customer, and he says that okay, this service is fine, and I'm not expecting too much out of this. This is the perfect quality which I was looking for when I was looking for a service quality. So service quality is that quality which you deliver it to the customer, and he says that okay, I'm fine with that. Service quality is directly assessed by the customer. The second important understanding about service quality is, see, you can define your service quality in your way, but that is not important. You will have to understand that service quality is actually experienced by the customer. He is the assessor of the quality. So let customer assess the quality. So when you define the quality, or you see the quality in the customer's eyes, or through customer's eyes rather. So if you see quality through customer's eyes, probably you will have a better version of what you have to define for your service quality levels. The interpretation of service quality largely depends on certain characteristics of services. We have discussed this in our previous chapters, that services has lot of characteristics in terms of tangibility or intangibility, or the uniqueness of the service, or inseparability or perishability of the services. So keeping in mind all these characteristics, how customer would interpret quality and what characteristics of the service at that time is more important, and how customers will see quality in that perspective is because quality keeps on changing with the context. So context is very important when customer is experiencing the service, and then probably for him, if the context is great, then he says, oh, quality is wow. But if the context is not right, and then probably even if you deliver best of the services, he will say, oh, all the quality was good, probably it was fine for that context. So he would see quality in that perspective. So quality that way becomes a little challenging in services domain, largely because of the customer's context, and the way he experiences largely depends on his mood, the environment, the pattern or the delivery mechanism, and a lot of other issues. Quality is subjective as well as objective. Now when we say quality is subjective, we cannot say that quality cannot be measured. Quality is also objective, and we can measure quality in some way or the other. There can be different methods, different parameters. So quality is subjective, because customers will see quality through his eyes, and he would also define quality his way. He will also assess quality his way. But still, like a lot of BPOs, a lot of knowledge process outsourcing systems, and a lot of other organizations and industries are trying to measure quality in their own way. So it is objective based also. The other important is, how do we define actually the service quality? So it is the total composite product and service characteristics of marketing, engineering, manufacture and maintenance, through which the product and service in use will meet the expectations of the customer. So if I have to define service quality, now I do not say that it is not part of product or it is not part of service. So it is a total composite product and service characteristics of marketing, engineering, manufacturing and maintenance, through which the product and services in use will meet the expectations of the customer. So finally, we are all boiling down to customer, and we are saying that whatever we do, it has to meet the expectations of the customer. If that is meeting the expectations of the customer, we say, oh, this is service quality. Suitability to meet customer's demand is significant. Now, customer has some need, customer has some demand, and it has to be suitably getting fit into his demand. So you cannot be too high or too low with regards to the customer's demand. So it has to be in line with customer's demand. And that is very important, because finally customer has his own demographic and psychographic. So based on his own understanding about what services means to him, he would assess service quality. It can also be explained as delivering services to the customer his way when we get into the domain of customer centricity. So one has to also understand that when you actually deliver services, we will have to deliver services customer's way. And when you are actually delivering services the way customer wants, we can say that it is customer centric service, or it is customer centric service quality. So this is how people have been defining, a lot of academicians have defined this way, what this service quality means to you. Service quality to some others is, customers also form perception of quality during service transaction. So there is, whenever we are consuming services, and we have seen in the earlier chapter that customer many a times is a part of the service manufacturing or service production unit. So when he is part of production, he is, you know, he understands or he undergoes that service transaction. So how effectively and efficiently the service was delivered, and the speed and convenience of completing the transaction. So what was the speed of delivering? What was the convenience, or did he really had the peace of mind, or was he under frustration or tension when he was undergoing this? So all that is getting mapped, and then customer would define that way, that okay, fine, if there is no speed, there is no convenience, and there is no chaos during the time of transaction, then he says, no, I don't think that service is quality. But everything is going smoothly and as per the expectations of the customer in terms of efficiency, effectivity, speed, convenience, peace of mind, then he says, oh wow, service quality was wonderful. Finally, customers evaluate support activities that occur, that the transaction, that is post-sale services. I wish to give you a very simple example, based on my own research which I was doing that. Today, when you talk about the academic institution, especially the management institution, because I happen to be from that industry. So when you talk about management institutions, today what the students are looking forward for. So while discussing with some of the professors, they said that customers would be or the students would be actually looking for something called quality education. So when we discussed about quality education, that teachers have to deliver something which is on high on quality, teachers have to be highly learned, their pedagogy has to be great, their case studies have to be wonderful, the classrooms have to be fantastic and enjoying interaction and all that. So but when we checked with them the other parameters, like what is the their understanding about administrative support or the infrastructure or the library utility or the IT support services. So a lot of students especially shared that they are looking for a holistic solution and not only the education part of it. So they feel that if I have to say that this institute is a wow for me, or it is a really wonderful institution, then all supporting services like administrative support system, the facilities management system, the library or the IT or the housekeeping systems have to be excellent, and then probably he would say that, oh, probably this institute delivers me quality, not only because they have good professors, but the overall environment which creates the education is fantastic. So this is how customers can have their own definitions of service quality, because every customer is unique in his own way, and he is free to define his quality today. Why service quality matters? Now this is very important, and I am sure everybody will understand that service quality matters a lot. Today, differentiator is service. The distinct competence coming out of operation strategy is through service delivery mechanism. So the global market is becoming more and more competitive, as we have seen in the slides earlier. Companies are also trying to do innovative something every day, so that they get distinct edge in the marketplace, and they bag more profit amongst competitors, and they have a better share, market share in the marketplace. Global competition and deregulation, as we discussed in the earlier slide, is again forcing companies to turn up to the quality in order to survive. So when these factors are already there, and customers, I would say, are also looking for quality. So when we have everything driving towards quality, no company can say that I would not be focusing on quality. So quality becomes a very important agenda for everybody to focus on, and largely the services, because customers are very close to service. Probably they are part of that service manufacturing, and therefore demonstrating service, delivering them service, and he experiences services. So experiencing service quality getting a feel of service quality is important for him, and therefore I think services quality matters a lot in the business, because it is the touch point in the system, and where or we can say moment of truth in the system, which customers may carry or may remember, may not remember all the good points, but they are the brain has been developed in such a fashion that largely customers will remember something called a bad incident, and they will remember that, and they may not come to you because of that. So it is important that we are right, or the service providers are right at every moment and at every point, and therefore service quality matters a lot. quality approach, when we see the approaches, it could be a transcendent approach or the product-based approach. It could also be manufacturing-based approach, user-based approach, or value-based approach. Now, I thought, let me share with you different approaches, because service markets are like that you cannot say that service sometimes may not be always pure service. Service can be a combination of product and service. Sometimes only product and then post-sale service. So there can be different approaches. It could be value-based, so customer sees value, or it could be pure experience-based, so user-based. So we'll share with you some more details about these approaches in the slides to come. And first we see what is this transcendent quality type. So when you talk about this, it is basically an innate excellence that can be recognized only through experience. Here what we mean to say is you will have to experience the service, and then only probably you will be in a position to judge whether the service was good or bad. Second is product based, which is measurable, because as we have shared that here when I say product, we are talking about something called physical good. So physical good, which is measured and measurable, quantities are used to define quality. So if I say if this product meets all the specification or all the standard norms as per the desire of the industry or the customer, then we say that this product is a quality product. Measurable quantities part of the product based quality. Next is user based quality. Now quality is in the eyes of the beholder. So someone says this flower is beautiful because someone sees this flower as beautiful. Someone says that this flower is not great, and because somebody is not in a great mood, or probably he is not, his brain is not tuned at that time to see flower in that system. So user based, and user based is very important, especially in the service domain, because services have an element called customer, and in the system where customers will actually experience quality. So how he sees the quality and how he perceives quality is going to be very important. So we will have to be very careful with this user based quality. Manufacturing based quality is purely conformance to the requirement. It is whatever we have designed as a part of the design. So are we conforming to the design, or are we conforming to the specification? Means, are we into the tolerance zone? Can we say that my quality is AQL, means acceptable quality levels? I am in the acceptable quality zone. So if that is there, then probably I say, yeah, it is manufacturing based conformance to the requirement, and I say I mean my product is a quality product because it confers the specification. Next is value based, a balance between conformance and performance quality. Now here value based is it confirms and it also performs, and an acceptable price, because customer will also see that what is that value finally getting created at my place or at the user's place. So customer will spend some money, spend some time in procuring the material, paying the material, and becoming the owner of that material, example, or that service. So for him, is the product or the service which is being delivered to him, and is as per the specification defined to him, is final performance of the product or the service meets or matches the quality which has been defined, and the price which he has to pay for that product or service is as per his expectation. So if all that happens, then he says that it can be said that this is value based quality. So different thought processes towards defining quality and understanding quality. Now here some of the examples I would like to share is, when you say transcendent quality, is example is we can only judge the work of a fine artist if we look at his work. See, somebody is say carving a stone and he's trying to make a statue out of it. So probably it is a stone. One can see that, oh, this is a stone. So probably someone is just working and that is fine. But somebody says that, oh, he's doing such a fantastic job, so it will be like you will have to actually understand the things in the you will have to have an artist's eye to see the quality, and then you will have to judge the quality because you walk through the journey, and then you say, oh wow, what a quality. So you have to experience that if you need to really say the quality, or probably you will have to dine in some good restaurant to actually experience the quality, or you will have to experience airline industry, or you will have to fly from one place to another to really judge somebody's quality in terms of service quality. The other is, say, product based quality. which is determined by the existence or lack of certain characteristics. So, the example which we are sharing here is, if the product from a viewpoint of the customer making judgment has advantageous desirable characteristics, then customer will find it a high quality product or service. Next, we are going to discuss something on manufacturing based approach. It largely means that the product or service has to conform to the predetermined expectations and specifications. So here we are seeing that the product or service has to meet the design requirement or the design specifications, which we have already determined during the course of the designing part of it, the R&D part of it, and then while we are manufacturing for the commercial purpose or when we are delivering service for commercial purposes, it has to meet the specifications which have been, we have to adhere to the specifications. Next important is user-based. I have shared with you enough when you talk about user-based approach. Quality is finally determined by user. Example, like probably when you see this video, you would design or define the quality of this video. So whatever probably we felt that we are delivering best in terms of quality and in terms of content, probably, but finally it is up to you how do you take it and how you would define the quality of this product. So user-based approach is important, and we'll have to understand that finally how you take this video and how you use this product efficiently and effectively. The approach is to satisfy the customers fully. So the approach here is largely driven towards customer. So how customer would perceive the quality, and today more and more companies are trying to achieve that customer centricity, and they are trying to work towards how customer would think and feel and experience the service while he is using or consuming the service. So this user-based approach, especially in the services operations domain, is very, very important, because finally this is the front line or the touch point where customer is going to come in touch with the system, or he may be in contact with the person. So it is this quality which is going to be utmost and very important from the customer's perspective. Next, the value-based service is important here, because this is linked to the price and it is linked to the cost. Both means one, if we have already said, or probably you all know, that value to the customer can be increased in two ways. One is you reduce the cost, or you increase the benefits to the customer. So whatever you do, and there are two important elements in terms of reducing the cost or increasing the benefits to the customer. So the approach here says that finally whatever you do, customer will judge or he will see the value when he consumes the service. So this approach focuses on the value which a customer may see, and the approach is making customer experience value. So customer has to experience value in the entire service experience, and if he experiences value, he says wow. Now we are going to share something more on measuring service quality and service quality gaps. So measuring and improving quality is more difficult for services than for product. See, something has been said by some of the researchers and academicians, that something which you cannot measure, you can't improve. No, it is difficult to improve if you cannot actually measure, or if you wish to really say that my quality is better than somebody else, then there has to be some parameter for measuring. So measuring is important, but in services domain, measuring is very difficult and it is a challenge. So unsatisfactory service cannot be replaced or repaired. So if somebody has had a bad haircut, then it is next to impossible to say that okay, we'll repair it in a very simple way. So similarly, one is because of this irreparability, or replacing it is difficult or a challenge. Second is intangible and temporary in nature. So perishability is also a factor, and intangibility is another factor. So based on all these parameters, or based on certain characteristics of services, measuring and improving quality is a big challenge. Consumer's judgment about an entity's overall excellence or superiority. Now it is customer's judgment, it is the consumer's judgment. Whatever you do, like say you go to a mall and you say that, oh, this mall is a great mall because this mall has a great parking facility, this mall is a very safe mall, and the hygiene levels are great, and the lighting is very good, and a lot of brands are available. The other customer will say that this mall is a very filthy mall, because it doesn't meets the expectation of this customer. So customer's judgment about an entity's overall excellence or superiority is very important, which we have said in user-based quality domain parameters. So customers are customers today, and customers have all rights to define quality, and therefore it is important for service organizations to understand that what is that customer would be looking forward for. Though we all know that it is not possible to satisfy 100% of the customer, but an effort can be made to satisfy maximum number of customers. So that is where we say, how do we understand customers better? And a lot of studies are already there in the area of consumer behavior and consumer psychology and consumer psychometry today. And a lot of organizations are working on not only pure segmentation based on demographic, but actually the behavior pattern of the customer, the movement, the eye movement, the thinking process, and when customer says yes and no, and what customers like and they don't like. So service quality is getting into that domain where we say that, and do I know my customer enough, or can I say that do I have enough knowledge about my customer, or do I say that KYC, when I say KYC norms, or know your customer better. So services organizations will really have to learn about their customers little more than what they knew about the customers yesterday. The other parameters of service quality are specification, means company have their own standard operating procedures. Sometimes these are designed based on their own experience, but customer can have a different thought process, because customers can have their own personal expectations, and there can be a misalignment of company and customer specification, which can lead to dissatisfaction even if the service delivered as per the design. So probably a company can deliver the service, and they may also say that they have delivered the service as per the design, but customer may not be happy because it is not in line with customer's expectation. Effective communication is key in eliminating this misalignment. This communication is very, very important in the service business. When I say communication, it is not only talking and listening, but it is also observing. So the service provider need to have good observers, people who understand the body language, people who understand customers' behavior, even if they are not talking, through what are they seeing and how are they moving in the system. Probably based on all those parameters, if you can understand or judge the customer, better it is for you. Some of the important dimensions of quality, which have been taken from one of the sources, is the tangibility part of it. When I say tangibility, we are talking about the physical aspect, reliability part of it, the ability to accurately accomplish what was promised. So today customers are looking for all these things together. Like, they are looking for something called great quality, a reliable quality, a responsive behavior. They are also looking for something called service guarantee. They are also looking for, in services especially, empathy kind of scenario. So if you talk about a courier, probably you say, I am looking for a courier which is very reliable. When you talk about empathy, probably somebody would say that I am looking for a hospital where the service provider has empathy towards the patients. And when you say guarantee, probably you would like to invest your funds in such a fashion, or in a company, or in a product where the guaranteed returns are there. Probably you feel that if there is a guarantee, then I'm more comfortable. Reliability, responsiveness, a lot of areas where we talk about service quality, and customers can have all these dimensions. And believe me, all these dimensions are also part of the branding for many organizations, directly or indirectly. Like, somebody says that my product is, or my service is reliable. Like, if FedEx has to say that reliability is the essence in my service, or Fortis Hospital or some other Apollo Hospital may say that empathy is what we deliver, and finally healthy patients go out of my hospital. So these are important dimensions of quality, and customers understand them better, and they define based on their own experiences. So user-based experiences, but parameters are same, in terms of tangibility, reliability, responsiveness, guarantee, empathy. When I say tangibility, we are talking about, for example, hospital. So hospital has to appear neat and clean, dust-free kind of environment, you feel secure, and you feel that this place is a place where probably I can get cure faster. So That environment, creation of that environment where customer feels wow. So tangibility, reliability means it gives you guarantee of accomplishment that okay, probably whatever I have in my mind and probably whatever is getting communicated will be delivered. So all these parameters are important, and one has to adhere to these parameters in terms of dimensions of service quality. Quality systems, because we have discussed on service quality and service quality dimensions. So some of the systems which are there in the companies, and some of the companies are following, is one is TQM, the other is ROQ. TQM purely follows on the norms of total quality management, where managing the entire organization so that it excels on all the dimensions of products and services that are important to the customer. Drivers are often set internally. So this total quality management principle says that the entire organization, including the top management and the customers or all the internal employees of the organizations, they have to be in line with the organizational objective of delivering quality to the customer. So largely it is driven internally, and focus is, can we deliver something error free to the customer so that he says I have received what I was expecting. So purely driven from the customer's point view. Second is return on quality. So customers set parameters and marketers select quality improvements that lead to the highest return on investments. See, whatever we do in terms of services and product, see, it is not possible that all the dimensions of the quality are brought or are served to the customer at one point of time. So in some of these systems, reliability is more important. In some of the systems, empathy could be more important. So based on what customer would be expecting in that context or in that industry or in that vertical, probably based on that, I focus or market is select that quality improvement in that dimension is going to yield more returns to them, and therefore they focus on return on quality. Other definitions is will expectation, should expectation, ideal expectation, and minimal acceptable levels. So these are some of the levels which are important from the customer perspective. Will expectation is an average level of quality that is predicted based on all known information. So whatever information you have about the service provider, you have all the information and you say, oh, he is anyway going to deliver this because he will deliver that, because you know him, you know the system, or you have experienced the system before. So you'll say this, that is will expectation, that anyway this is the minimum standards or the standard, which an average standard which this service provider is going to. Should expectation is what customers feel they deserve from the transaction. Suppose you have paid some money to the system and then you say that, oh, I have already paid this huge amount to the customer, so he anyway better deliver me. So he should, or that should expectation comes from the customer's feeling based on the transaction they have undergone. Ideal expectation is something which is normally say, I would prefer to have this service, or in the best of the services, or in best of the circumstances, probably I would be looking forward for this set of services. So this is useful as a barometer for excellence. So we are talking about moving towards excellence means little more better than should expectation. And last is the minimal acceptable level, wherein I say, oh, this this service level is okay for me. So whatever the standards are, chalta hai, this service can be okay, fine. I'm fine with this service. May not be great, but that's okay, because I can't expect something more from these kind of service providers. So that is where we say this is minimal acceptable level of the services. This I thought will give you some understanding about when you design a quality system. You will have to design, because see, whenever you are talking about delivering ideal or should expectations of the customer, there you also incur cost. So you will have to trade off when you say whether you need to deliver something on cost or you need to deliver something on should expectation or ideal expectation. So where is the trade off coming in? So are you going to focus on quality or the cost or the time and what not? So that strategy part of it is going to be coming into picture when you talk about picking up the expectations of the customer and defining the service levels.